This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump is making his first visit home to New York since his inauguration today, and his old neighborhood looks a little bit different, the neighborhood being Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, home to Trump Tower, of course, and some of the highest-end retail in the world. Gucci, Tiffany, Louis Vuitton, name the brand, and they have a flagship store there almost certainly. But as Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains, there are some storefronts sitting empty right now.
If you come down the famous gold escalator at Trump Tower, step out through the revolving doors, you might just run into Tom Cusick.
Tom, thought that might be you.
How are you?
Cusick's president of the Fifth Avenue BID, the Business Improvement District. He's been the neighborhood's number one booster for 30 years, he says. So during the transition, when President Trump's security shut down traffic, that hurt.
What did that do to business on the avenue?
It tanked it. I don't know how else to say it. A minimum of $40 million was lost from just this area, about a two-block stretch.
Things have recovered a bit since Trump moved to Washington, but the sales hit came at a bad time. Roughly one of every six storefronts was already sitting empty, according to real estate firm Cushman Wakefield. Why?
A simple bubble in real estate rents.
Retail rent in New York has been climbing for almost 15 years, according to Nat Rocket. He's a broker at Marcus & Millichap, and he says when he was doing a deal on Fifth Ave in 2010, he was hoping to get $2,000 per square foot. 3 years later, that same space leased for over $3,000.
But even $2,000 a square foot was a massive number.
For a few years, fancy brands could afford the high rents. Then something else started happening.
The consumer is clearly transitioning their spending habits online.
Stacy Widlitz is an independent retail analyst. She says we're moving to a world where something like 30% of clothing sales will happen on the internet. So when it comes to a flagship store,
a lot of those leases now, the retailers are starting to rethink. They're the most expensive leases in the world, and maybe it's just not worth it.
Making things worse,
tourism is the big engine of what's known as high street retail, you know, the sort of the sexy retail locations.
Nat Rocket says tourists spend something like three times as much as locals at stores like these. And New York City expects 300,000 fewer tourists this year. So far, landlords are trying different things to entice tenants. A few months free, a little help building out the space. What they're not doing is lowering the rent. Rocket explains, from a landlord's point of view,
as long as I keep it vacant, there's at least the chance that the market could recover.
Retail leases are long, 10 or 20 years. So landlords are gambling. They'd rather lose a few months of rent now if they can secure high prices later, rather than have to lock in lower rents for decades. The danger, of course, is that the space never rents at all. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.